This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 2141, member FDIC. The Common Council is expected to take a second look tonight at the school district's plan to tear down the old Merrill School and build a football field and track. Just 2 weeks ago, council members voted 4-3 against a zoning change to allow the field because they felt the old school should be converted into apartments instead. The school district has made some changes to its landscaping plan now in hopes of convincing at least one member of the council to approve the track and football field. The council will also get an update on the city manager recruitment. Current city manager Mark Roloff retires at the end of this year. The city has started an online survey as well to see what residents want in a new city manager. You can find that survey on the city's website. Due to last week's vandalism at South Park, the bathrooms there will close at 7 p.m. for the remainder of the fall season. Vandalism caused thousands of dollars in damage to the bathrooms. Police are continuing their investigation. Page 2, what's that smell? Residents on the south side are asking exactly what the rotten smell is. People say they don't know why their homes and their offices stink. City officials are now looking into that. The city's roundabouts are getting some attention. The Community Foundation, Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the city, are teaming up to give 12 roundabouts and 3 traffic islands a new look this fall. The landscape renovation starts this week with work on the Jackson Burdock roundabout. The Public Museum will celebrate its 100th year on November 8th with a Toast to the Century benefit. A free public health vending machine is now operating outside the downtown county administration building. It contains Narcan, fentanyl test strips, gun locks, lock bags, feminine hygiene products, and basic needs. It's hoped that the items will prevent overdoses in the future. And the new operator of the Oshkosh Arena is having a job fair later today. VenueWorks has both full and part-time positions available. The job fair is from 3 till 7 p.m. at the arena. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh remains number 17 in this week's 3-3football.com pool. The Titans meet number 10, Whitewater, on Saturday. Both teams are currently 2-1. And Oshkosh North basketball team is ranked number 5 of the state in a preseason poll. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.